Turn your tax refund into a new landscape with Menards. Make this the year you check that project off the list. Create stunning patios and build strong retaining walls with our huge in-stock selection of beautiful concrete blocks ready to take home today. Plus, easily build and design your own raised garden beds with our garden block. On sale now. Check out our weekly flyer and start saving on landscape blocks now at Menards. Save big money
at Menards. Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
If you're feeling anxious, stressed, or lonely in these difficult COVID times, call Cal Hope at 1-833-317-HOPE to talk to someone who can help. That's 1-833-317-4673. Hope will persevere.
All right, let's roll. Wow, what a week. What a week. We pick up the pieces on this Friday the 13th, and I guess it's appropriate, isn't it? I guess it's fitting that today is Friday the 13th. It's been that type of week, actually, and although it wasn't quite Friday the 13th yet, it was last night, so technically it was still the 12th, and I was leaving the Meadowlands last night, and there was just sort of this, like, I don't know, man. It was like a calming but eerie atmosphere, man. Like, in, you know, at the Meadowlands. Now, listen, the Meadowlands, and I know most of you listening right now have never been there before. It's hard to describe to people. Like, it's this massive complex, this massive, like, property where there's like the football stadium, but the racetrack is there. And it's like there's like a mile and a half, like, type of thing in between the racetrack and the stadium. And the Giants practice, like, there's a bubble. Like, it's really big. Like, it's like, I'm talking like guys, like, I don't know, it's probably like 8 miles type thing, like 10 miles. It's like, it's that big, you know, like the entire like grounds. And, you know, legend has it, right? Urban legend, that Jimmy Hoffa is buried there. And it has that sort of Sopranos feel to it. There's a road behind the Meadowlands. It's called a Patterson Plank. And I swear, man, like every time I'm on this street all the time, and every day I'm on there, I can't help but think, I'm like, man, I wonder what goes on in those warehouses. Like, it's a bunch of warehouses with no company names on them, or like, you know, just sort of made, looking like made up stuff. And there's like these, like, you know, truckers coming in and out, and like, it's just so Jersey. But anyways, it was very, very eerie. Last night, it had that Friday the 13th night feel to it. It had that, like, sort of cemetery feel. I don't know, like, the, you know, there's not as many tracks open, and it was kind of late, you know, so there was no, you didn't have the sports bettors there, because there's no games to bet on, right? There's no games to bet on. So no one was there for FanDuel. I mean, there were a couple of regulars that rolled in, but they didn't hang out. You know, they showed up to cash a ticket from the night before. They showed up to cash out a future on one of the conference college tournaments. They were refunding. You know, there was a mini line of people cashing tickets out that bet on the college conference tournaments, future plays, etc. And there really wasn't, like, the horse guys. There's not as many of them right now, right? I mean, the biggest people that are vulnerable to this virus right now are older people. And who the hell goes to racetracks besides older people? And there are some younger people there. Not younger, but not everyone's like 90, you know what I mean? But you know what I'm saying. So it was quiet. And I don't know, I was in a parking lot and I looked around. There was only a few cars. And I'm like, damn, man, it's eerie. And I tell my Uber driver, I'm like, man, I said, man, it's eerie out here. I said, it's kind of creepy. And the guy says to me, he goes, what, you scared? And he goes, you've never been out here before? You're scared? And I said, no, I'm out here every day, actually. And I said, no, I'm not scared, but I should have known right then and there. And then, of course, the virus thing came up. And you know, he went off about how it's, you know, it's just the flu and blah, 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 blah. And, you know, whatever. I give up. You know, it is what it is. People are going to figure it out for themselves in the coming months. So, you know, I was like, man. And I see the Hudson and, like, the New York skyline and stuff. Like, I've got a great view. It's, like, my only peace of mind, actually, for the insane amount of money that I pay. So I do have a great view of the city and the water and everything. And it was one of those, like, foggy nights, and it's quiet. And, like, and I was like, damn, it really does feel like Friday the 13th. And then I watched Friday the 13th last night. It came on. Friday the 13th, and all day today there's a Friday the 13th marathon on, actually, because it's Friday the 13th. And yeah, you know what, the original Friday the 13th wasn't quite as cool as I remembered it, even though I've seen it like 13 times, pardon the pun. You know, it's one of those, like, you know, at the time it's like, oh my god, it's shocking, but now it's kind of comical. Halloween is creepier than Friday the 13th is sort of part, you know, with a wink, sort of comedy slash slasher. You know, it's hey, listen, credit. Jason's a Hall of Famer. We credit Jason. That's actually a good poll question. Who do you prefer, Jason or Michael Myers? Actually, I think I'll throw that one out there before we're done on this podcast. So, yeah, man, it's been quite a week, Friday the 13th, and we had last night and yesterday. That's what I get for being cocky. that's what I get for being cocky. I talked about, there's still sports. You got the XFL. You got MMA, Bellator, UFC, NASCAR, golf. Except I kind of knew. You know, I knew deep inside that we really don't have these things. You know what I mean? I'm aware, and I see right now breaking news: Ivanka Trump was exposed to the virus. Ivanka, she's working from home. I like, you know what? They're not going to use quarantine for Ivanka, because that would, like, you know, for political reasons. So she's just working from home, even though she was exposed. Hey, listen, I hate to break it to you, but everybody's been exposed, man. Everybody has been exposed. But, you know, we had a couple of events left to bet on. And, you know, not just to bet on, to watch, you know what I mean? You know, DFS, fans, etc. But I knew. You know, I told you guys March Madness was going to be done. I did not, though, ever predict that. I never really thought about it. I never really imagined, though, that, like, everything in the world will be done. Like, everything. Like, it's just basically one by one right now. Like, the Grand Prix, Formula One, they shut down. They're in Austria this weekend. So that's not happening. Europe's not a good place for this either right now. The UFC is in Brazil. They're the last one standing, guys. NASCAR tapped out earlier on Friday. NASCAR tapped out. They wanted to do it. They just realized they couldn't do it. You know, it's one of those deals. The XFL was going to do it, and they were basically told, you're not doing this. Like, they realized, like, forget about fans. Like, we're going to have a hard time getting them to open the doors of the stadium for us. So they finally tapped out. Then it's been one by one, basically. You know, one by one, like, even the last PGA last night, they've announced, we'll get into it, the Masters, etc. We'll get into that. So, you know, basically what I'm talking about this weekend, even, one by one, the UFC is still standing. They are literally the last one standing. And listen, the fact that they're in Brazil is a big advantage for them right now. The fact that they're in Brazil, and listen, they're in Brazil, and there's a lot of Brazilian fighters, obviously, on the card. You know, listen, Brazil, they don't want to shut this down either. They were going to. Buddy, actually, the governor actually implied he was going to shut it down. Dana White is pretty influential. And when I say pretty influential, like, you know, he has a lot of money. And he's got powerful friends like the president. And, you know, I tell you a Dana White story. Well, you know, so I know a lot of Dana White stories, but I'll tell you one that he won't want to, you know, it won't upset him too much. Okay, all kidding aside. But it's actually, it's not like a negative story about him. It just sort of proves how much freaking money the guy actually has. But you remember the baseball player? What was his name? Francisco Cordero, I believe. Remember the guy? He was, it was Francisco Cordero. He's from Vegas. And you remember he was on the Pittsburgh Pirates years ago? He's on the Pittsburgh Pirates. Not even like, he's not like old school. He played like, you know, in the early 2000s, mid-2000s type thing. He was actually playing when I was covering the Expos. Like he's, you know, he's like my age, younger than me. He's like, I don't know, like he's probably like 40 or something now. You know what I mean? So he's not old. But he actually works for the UFC in Vegas. And, you know, he knows Dana. They've known each other or whatever. He knows the Fertittas or something, you know, whatever. So he works with him. And, you know, I partied with him once. I met him a couple of times. But once he was at one of our events. Nice guy, actually. He was Rookie of the Year. And he was the Rookie of the Year for the Pittsburgh Pirates. Very good baseball player. A lot of good baseball players come out of Vegas. Very, very good high school baseball scene there. So, like, better than the other sports. Like, there's good basketball, you know what I mean? Football in Vegas is eh. You know, Bishop Gorman is really good, but a lot of the kids aren't even from there. They're like, they go there because it's so like a power school. It's like a mini college or something like, you know what I mean? Like Bishop Gorman High School, it's a prep school, so it's not like a public school. Their like facilities are nicer than UNLV's. And I'm not exaggerating. It's like not even a... Like, basically, when there was a bowl game there, they gave the USC Trojans a choice. You can practice, like, at UNLV's place or at Bishop Gorman. They picked a high school. The USC Trojans did. Like, it's that, you know. But anyways, a lot of really good baseball players out of Vegas, man. Look at, you know, I could go on. There's a million of them. But specifically, you know, Bryce Harper. Bryce Harper's from Vegas. And I always confuse Brian and Rizzo. Yeah, you know, they're both on the Cubs, but I always get confused about which one is from Vegas. And I believe it's Brian. Let me just make sure, though. I always screw that up. It's one of those, you know, but I never cared enough to lock it in. Yeah, it's Chris Bryant. All right, it's Chris Bryant. So now it bothers me. Where the hell is Rizzo from? See? There's a lot to talk about. Where is Anthony Rizzo from? He is from Florida. Rizzo's from Parkland, Florida. Brian's from Vegas. So a lot of really good Vegas baseball players. So, you know, you look at with Cordero and the UFC, like Dana White's got like money and he's powerful and stuff. And in a good way, he's not, you know, afraid to try to use it. All right. Get on the grid, Brian's got filtered.
Are you ready for the nation's first and only free 24-hour network dedicated to you, the betting and fantasy sports enthusiast? SportsGrid will provide you with real-time content, statistics, and gaming intelligence unlike anything you've ever seen before. Located both in the heart of New York City and inside the FanDuel Sportsbook at the Meadowlands, SportsGrid is live 18 hours a day, here to serve you, the fanatic. This is SportsGrid. Get on the grid.
These days, it's understandable if you feel anxious, stressed, or lonely because of COVID. You're not alone. CalHOPE, a program at the California Department of Healthcare Services, can connect you with resources for mental wellness. Visit CalHOPE at calhope.org to find tips and useful resources to support your mental wellness during these difficult times. Or call CalHOPE at 1-833-317-HOPE to talk to someone who can help. That's 1-833-317-4673. Hope will persevere.
Morenci Unfiltered, Sports Grid continues. The show must go on. All right, so just a quick to finish our Dana White story. So with Cordero. So basically, what they got, they flew on like Dana White's private jet to Montreal. There was a UFC event in Montreal, and they flew, like, you know, earlier in the day type thing on Friday morning or whatever. Dana was there, but, you know, Dana, like, you'll see Dana on TV in a city, but he can leave. Like, he's got his own jet and stuff, right? So don't know, like Dana was going back and forth, and so he picked up people, like basically on Friday. And, you know, it's like a couple of big wigs and Dana's buddies or whatever. And, you know, so they're going, they're flying back to Montreal. They land and Cordero doesn't have a passport. He does, but he forgot it. All right. Must be nice. You know, he's got on a charter jet. He never really checked his ID. Right? That's what he said. He goes, yeah, we just sort of, you know, he goes on Dana's plane. You just sort of go right to the runway and you get on the plane. So he didn't have a passport and they land. And I know this because my ex-girlfriend, who unfortunately passed away a couple of years ago, and she was my ex-girlfriend for many years ago, but she was a customs agent. She worked at the airport. And I already knew this, but basically, if you don't know, like rich people and like the charter jets, like private jets and rich people and stuff, they don't go through regular customs. Customs goes to them. And it's not because they're celebrities so much, but it's because where the plane lands, it's like, you know what I mean? There's no, they're on the runway and it's awkward. They can't, you know, you can't just have people walking around out on the tarmac. And so it's just, it's easier to send someone on the plane. Like, you know, a good example, like, you know, she went on Michael Schumacher's plane, the Formula One driver. And she said he was all business. Everything was perfect. Here's the papers. What a surprise. Hey, Schumacher was all like punctual. Everything was like on. Yes, here you go. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But so anyway, so the UFC roll in and they're not as sharp as Michael Schumacher is. And they're like, and you know, it's funny because Cordero's like, yeah, Dana's like, well, you stupid idiot. He goes, what are you, an effing idiot? You've got your passport. He's like, ah, that's just great. That's just great. And so Dana's like, all right. So he goes, all right. Well, I'll try to handle this. So customs gets on in Montreal, and there's a French chick and a dude. And they're like, all right, where's your passports and stuff? And Cordero doesn't have one. And it's not good. They're basically like, listen, you can't get off the plane. Like they told him, you're not allowed to get off the plane. And you don't have a passport. And so Dana's like, all right, listen, let's have a talk. Sort of like, right, you know what I mean? Dana like pulls him aside and he's like, all right, you know, he goes, listen, you know, I'm Dana White, UFC tonight at the Bell Center in Montreal. And, you know, this guy's really important to the show. You know, Dana's like pouring it on thick. You know, we need this guy. And like, you know, is there anything we can do? Like type thing. Now, I'm not saying that he's like trying to bribe them. You know what I mean? But like, he's like, you know, what can we do? And is there anyone I can call? And instead of just accepting it, Dana doesn't take no for an answer. So it goes on and stuff. And basically like Dana's like, all right, listen, he's like, how much do you want? And he's like 100,000 and 200,000. And it literally got up to like $250,000. And basically Dana White was willing to give them $250,000. And he would get the money back. Like this happens before. Like this happens in mixed martial arts. That's why like he knows this. So basically, like I tell you like the way it works. I've been around cards and stuff. Not the UFC, smaller companies. Apex was one of them, and I remember like the fighter was like for New Mexico or something. I forget who it was. It wasn't Sanchez. It's a known guy though. And I knew he had a record. I'm like, this guy's been arrested like 12 times, like or whatever. It's like, you know, old school fighters. And he wasn't allowed in. Like, and it was basically because it was like assault or something. Like they were like, you know, if it was, you know, just this or that, but they were like, we're not letting this guy in. Except he was one of the main events of the card type thing. And they got him in. They had, you know, there was a smaller company. I think it was 10,000. They got him in for 10K. But the thing is, if he got arrested or he did anything while he was there, the promoter was going to lose the 10K. And the promoter would be charged as well, like type thing. Like he's your responsibility now, and you got to put the money up first, and you'll get the money back. Like if nothing happens when he leaves the country, type thing, right? So in the fight game, it happens often. Like, you must, like, you know what I mean? Like, look at all the UFC fighters, guys. Like, you think none of them have records? Like, as if. You know what I'm saying? As if. But, like, Dana will ask you to tell him, basically, because they don't want surprises, right? So they'll tell you, they'll ask you up front first. They'll be like, listen, you know what I mean? Like, if you're an American dude and you're just fighting in Vegas all the time, they're not going to ask you anything if you've been arrested. You know what I mean? It's not like a regular job. Dana doesn't care if you've been arrested. So, but they're not going to ask you. But, like, they'll ask you, like, when you're going, all right, listen, we're going to New Zealand and they don't let people in that have drunk driving charges. Have you ever been arrested for drunk driving? You got to tell us. Because if you have, you can still go, but we need to know so we're ready for this, right? And so we have you on the list and et cetera. So I've seen this before. So with Cordero, I guess it started off like Dana was like, I'll put up like 25,000, 50,000, 100,000. Dana literally got up to like $250,000 because he knows Cordero, right? They're buddies. So he's like, listen. And he tells the lady, he goes, listen, I'll give you a check right now for $250,000. And when we leave, you know what I mean? Rip the check up. All right. And they didn't do it. They didn't do it. Yeah, that's the true story. They did not do it. So just for the record, yeah, like because he wasn't essential. They knew he wasn't a fighter. They were drinking and stuff. Like, you know what I mean? Like, Cordero tells the story better, obviously, right? But, yeah, it didn't work. They were like, no. And, in fact, it's funny. They told him, they said, they basically told Dana, they said, well, if you have so much money, you know, fly back. And he did. He did. He flew back to Vegas and flew back again to Montreal, like the next day. Like, it was like Friday type thing. I think he took the plane back to Vegas and then he came the next day. He had his passport. Like, he goes, all right, because I said, oh, you didn't make the card? He's like, no. I mean, I made the card, but he goes, I had to fly back or get my passport. Like, but must be nice though. Like, you have your own jet. It's like, oh, shit, man, I forgot my laptop. Like, we're going back to get it. You know, it's like, man, when you have that much money, man, you can do what you want. I heard a story in Vegas about Leonardo DiCaprio. And, you know, Leonardo DiCaprio obviously got, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars. And he can do whatever the hell he wants. And it's funny because Leonardo DiCaprio is like a big time... I'm into the environment and, you know, don't leave a big footprint, toxic footprint and all that type stuff. And, of course, in typical fashion, he speaks that, but in real life. So they're on a set in Hollywood. They're doing a movie in Hollywood. And, you know, it's like the end of the night. It's like 9 o'clock at night or something. And they end taping and stuff. And DiCaprio just basically looks at a couple of people. And he says, I feel like going to Vegas. And he goes, yeah, he goes, whoever wants to come to Vegas with me, let's go. So, you know, he grabs a couple of people, you know, production, you know, whatever, guys on the set that he liked, you know, he gets along with. So they get on a plane and they go to Vegas. And the thing is, they tell him, they're like, yeah, hey, listen, Leo, we're shooting again at 5 a.m. here or whatever. He's like, yeah, whatever. Right. So, they go to Vegas, and he kept the plane running. Like, literally and figuratively. Like, you know when you go in somewhere and you say, all right, keep the cab running, I'll be back out? He kept the plane. He did that with a jet. Like, so they went to Vegas. They got to Vegas, like, you know, 38 minutes later or whatever. And they get to Vegas. They go wherever, you know, the Wynn or the Bellagio, wherever the hell, like, these VIPs go. DiCaprio goes, they get wasted, and DiCaprio, like, tells the pilot when they get off the plane, he's like, hey, he goes, leave the plane running, you know what I mean, because the plane takes a while to get it going, and you got permission, all this crap, so DiCaprio told the pilot, he goes, leave the plane running, man, and he goes, I don't know. He goes, I might be back in an hour. And he goes, I might be back like in 6 hours. Like, you know what I mean? And he sort of, I might not be back at all. Ha ha. Like, type thing. And, you know, like, he went out in Vegas basically. And he made it back for the morning. They went out, they partied, and he rolled back up to the airport at like 3 a.m. and he hopped back on the plane and he went back. So must be nice to have, private jets. But private jets is the key. Not helicopter, jet. as we know about Mr. Kobe Bryant. That's the key. That's the key there. Even, I'll be honest. Listen, they all fly on the same plane. It's a Bombardier. I don't know the model number, but whatever. It's a Bombardier makes it. And it's like this. It's basically the CEO corporate plane, essentially. It's $5 million. I'm surprised it's not more. But it's $5 million. So, yeah, Dana's got a $5 million plane. And it's, you know what? I've seen it. And I've seen inside of it and stuff. I've not even been on it, but I've seen pictures and I've seen, like I said, it's the standard corporate, like, private jet. And it's pretty bare minimum. It's not like Led Zeppelin or anything. Like, it's not like a rock star jet. It's a serious plane. It only holds. It holds like 6 to 8 people, 12 people if they want, I think, 8, But Dana's got a, like, sort of comfort zone. They got, like, a bunch of leather chairs and, like, Lazy Boy style chairs. All right, get on the grid. Steve Merrill's going to hop up and in.
Want to light the lamp on DraftKings and FanDuel this NHL DFS season? Then join DailyRoto.com and learn from the best daily fantasy sports players. Get updated fantasy hockey projections for NHL DFS, line combinations, and build stacks for tournaments in the DailyRoto NHL DFS lineup optimizer. If you are playing daily fantasy hockey without using DailyRoto, you are doing it wrong. Enter the promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. That's promo code ACTION for a 10% discount.
These days, it's understandable if you feel anxious, stressed, or lonely because of COVID. You're not alone. CalHOPE, a program at the California Department of Healthcare Services, can connect you with resources for mental wellness. Visit CalHOPE at calhope.org to find tips and useful resources to support your mental wellness during these difficult times. Or call CalHOPE at 1-833-317-HOPE to talk to someone who can help. That's 1-833-317-4673. Hope will persevere.
Get on the grid, Sports Grid. Morenci Unfiltered continues. I am Morenci. Let's bring in Steve Merrill right now, who I was actually really looking forward to breaking down some NASCAR. And you and I were talking on Twitter the other day and about, we still have NASCAR right now. And a lot of people are going to be betting on sports right now, Steve, on sports they know nothing about. And we'll get into that and how that's like it's like a dangerous thing to do. And then you're not investing or, you're gambling. There's a difference. But I was like, I'm not faking it with NASCAR. All right, let's bring on some NASCAR. And I was actually excited. And for the record, I was looking at Keselowski this week. That's who I was really liking at plus 600 in Atlanta, ironically enough, where the Final Four was going to be and canceled. And, you and I talked about Alex Bowman. And the year that this guy has had so far this year. So I was looking forward to that, but I got to be honest, Steve. I was capping it last night, like I'm sure you were. And deep down inside, I'm like, man, this is a waste of time. They're not going to run this race. I was like, they're not really going to run this race. And here we are, Steve. NASCAR tapped out.
Exactly right. And it's ironic you say tapped out because the only sport as of now we still have is UFC. But
And only because they're in Brazil. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's a good point. I would say that the odds of them going forward after this weekend are pretty slim as well. So enjoy the match on Saturday afternoon, everyone, because we probably will have a sports darkness for the rest of March worldwide. I mean, maybe some cricket or soccer is going on somewhere. And by the way, Gabe, the ones that are going to still come out ahead of this are going to be the offshore sports books because they have more international players, and they're kind of like the cockroaches. You can't kill the internet offshore sports books. They tried to for 20 years, and with legal and arrest. And what's interesting about that is I did my Nashville show earlier today. And of course we analyzed the NASCAR race. It was still on as of this morning. I did it yesterday on the show also.
Yeah.
And I said, stock car racing is the cockroaches of sports because I remember back on 9/11, I stayed up late Monday night, handicapping that week's football card, went to bed at like 4 a.m. like you and I do. And I still joke that I was probably the last person in the state of Virginia that knew about the Twin Towers being hit because I woke up at like noon that Tuesday afternoon.
Oh,
and
really?
I was like, wait. And I went to that really? Damn time handicapping all the football games of the week because they didn't play them. But I went to a short track race at Langley, Virginia that Saturday with a buddy of mine. It was the only sporting event going on.
Wow, that's not to make light of like a dramatic situation. Obviously, as I actually see the tower right now outside the window that I'm looking out, Steve. But so you didn't know about 9/11 till like noon? You slept? You were asleep?
Yeah, no, I didn't knew nothing about it. I woke up. It was a nice sunny day in September.
How many minutes like were you walking? Did you wake up? Like, did you sit there, have a cup of coffee? Like, yeah, how long exactly. was it before you turned the TV on? And you're like, holy shit. Like how long was it before you're like, something's not right today. What's going on? Like,
I mean, here's what's crazy, Gabe. It's 18 and a half years ago. So a lot of the listeners don't remember. We didn't have text messaging in 2001. I had a cell phone. But we only had voicemail. I couldn't check the internet or my email from my phone in 2001. So I probably had a voicemail or two. But I very well had brunch because, granted, once again, it was afternoon. Don't forget when I woke up. So it was probably brunch at that point. And then, yeah, maybe got a voicemail or got online and realized no sporting events at odds that day.
Wow. Wow. Steve Merrill.
Welcome to my world.
Yeah. So, you are in a bubble, Steve, aren't you? You really are, actually. I brought up a few things over the years. Like, I didn't know that. You're focused on the games. You're focused on your project at hand. I sort of knew deep inside, and I have the same feeling with the UFC. Now, fortunately, I've already done my UFC work, so it's not like, I got to do this for nothing. I already know who I like. I actually like this card, too, from a betting standpoint. But, I think they're going to do it because they're in Brazil. There's no fans. And the one thing, Dana White did an interview with TMZ, and he brought up, I just spoke to President Trump. They're friends. Dana was on Air Force One like a week and a half ago, right? He introduced them actually at the convention 3 years ago. And it's funny because there was a big federal lawsuit against the UFC for antitrust violations and stuff. And Steve, it never made court. It got thrown out. I guess it helps, right, to be friends with the president. You know what I'm saying? Trump, and he's freaking out about the economy and like the panic, and he wants business as normal. If it was up to Trump, no league would have shut down, Steve. You know what I mean? He's of the, it's just a flu. It's just a flu, but it isn't. And so basically he told Dana White, like, don't tap out, pardon the pun again. Like, don't be bullied. Hold your cards. I've got your back on this. Except the thing is, you can only go so far. Like Vince McMahon, same thing. Vince was going to play the XFL this weekend. It's just he realized they're not going to open the stadium door for me. You know what I mean? Like I can show up, but like if the workers don't show up and they don't, if a good example, Steve, is like MSG, the mayor of New York said MSG is closed for 2 months. So like Adam Silver can say what he wants. The building's closed for 2 months. So talk to us in 2 months and we'll reevaluate essentially. So it's not the commissioners in the league's choices, Steve. You know what I mean? That's what people don't seem to understand. But the UFC, Steve, is different. Think about this, buddy. They don't need an arena, Steve. They film the TV show. Yes.
Yeah.
In a freaking garage, bro. That was in a strip mall in Vegas. Literally. Like, it was literally like one of the industrial factory, the industrial warehouse strip mall type things. That's all it was, Steve. And they don't need people. They could put it on pay-per-view, and people would love it. Big-time fighters fighting, mic'd up. You'd hear everything in a small man-to-man in a small room instead of an arena. Think about how you could hype that up on a countdown show. No fans, no arena. Square foot, 18 feet. You know what I mean? Basically, you're in a room together. Who's the better man? I tell you, like, from a TV perspective, it's fascinating. And he doesn't need anyone's permission. There's no law against having a sporting event. There's a law against having people there. Like, you know what I mean? If Dana White wants to put 12 guys, 6 fights in a room, he can do it. And there's no law against having a pay-per-view now. Like, life hasn't stopped. And another thing is, he can move around anywhere. Like, if you're the NBA, you can't say, all right, we're going to Wyoming tomorrow. And we're going to, you know what, I got an arena here that'll let us do it. Dude, it's the world, Steve. And Dana White, you telling me he can't find an effing arena somewhere in the world? He'll find arenas in the world. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you bring up a great point. Yeah, I mean, the arena thing is definitely the issue, although that's why I personally think the solution was playing the games without fans. And I thought the XFL would keep going. As of yesterday, I talked about this, because these smaller sports leagues, it was a huge golden opportunity. And you and I talked about it on Twitter. You know, NASCAR and XFL, they're going to have the stage to themselves this weekend.
Steve, Saturday afternoon, 2 o'clock, it would have been XFL on TV. Only game in town would have been the biggest bet game in XFL history.
So I was disappointed to see them cancel yesterday after I'd done some shows. I came out Thursday evening, or whenever I saw, at least it was Thursday evening, because I was going to handicap the card this weekend. And you and I have been following it. We talk about it on the show here. And I was going to release it because I've seen some edges in it this year, as you have. NASCAR has edges. We talk about that every week. So, yeah, disappointing. The NASCAR one disappoints because, obviously, they're contained within their car. It'd only been crew and staff. For me, though, it's a PR thing. The big leagues, you know, obviously, they started with the NBA. They can't risk the PR of one of their players or workers getting sick and then eventually dying, even though it's very unlikely because these are healthy, younger people, and the death rate for that age range is very minimal probably. They just, the risk-reward isn't good for them because it'll tarnish the brand. With that said, though, I still think it was a mistake to cancel the NCAA tournament. I think they should have let them play without fans. And, you know, I know these are student-athletes. It's a little different. I do think the NBA and the baseball will be back next month in April. I thought it'd be back sooner than 30 days. The NBA is at 30. Baseball's delayed 2 weeks. But I think we'll have that stuff in April. The NHL might even start sooner. I think the NHL is actually set up better.
No, but once again, Steve,
without fans.
They won't.
But yeah,
you're
right about the arenas.
Yeah,
I know.
Yeah.
Like, well, but you don't need too many people to open them without concessions and stuff, though.
Yeah, but you need ambulances. So, you need police. You need infrastructure. There's
a
lot.
That's a good
like,
point.
Yeah.
It's big time.
I think, me personally, listen, I hope you're right. Look, the NHL, there was an internal memo with the NHL. They're meeting April 14th. It's basically, it's April 14th. Let's reevaluate. And, like, at best case scenario, they meet April 14th and they have we're starting April 27th in 2 weeks. You know what I mean? That's their best case scenario. I really personally, I've been following it closely, Steve, like before this, like in Italy and in China and in Iran. It's bad, bro. Like 250.
You've been on top of it, man.
Yeah, 250 people died today already in Italy. They've been battling this for 4 months, Steve. Like I saw a Harvard professor. It doubles every 6 days. So whatever the number is, it'll double in 6 days.
Yeah.
Exponentially.
And you were on that, man, 2 weeks ago. 2 weeks ago, exactly right now. Two Fridays ago, you and I did the show. We talked about, remember, Corona for a while at the top. And you said Italy, no soccer fans. And you said you and I both talked about the tournament being played that way. So you've been on top of this. And I saw your tweet the other day, earlier in the week, about the hospital bed shortage. Now the media is running with that. That's something you and I both have known about weeks ahead
of time. I'm not just
mathematical common sense.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. Like, how are you going to have a game? Like, I brought up, Steve, so, like, let's say the hospitals are full. Steve, on a common Buffalo Bill game, these jackasses slamming each other through tables, like, 80 of these dumbasses go to the hospital after the game.
you know
what I mean? Like, there's no, like people are still going to get injured. Old ladies are still going to fall. People are still going to get shot on the street, Steve. You know what I mean? Like, the whole...
They'll have babies.
Yes, people are still going to have babies, like less, but yeah, you know what I mean? Less than they used to.
Well, I don't know. They were, no, you're going to be fine.
Right, like, 9 months from now, you're right. Like, yeah.
No, I have a friend I saw today, actually, and she's doing September. I just found out today she's having her fourth kid, actually. And I was like, you're lucky it's going to be September. I wouldn't want to be due in the next month or two. And I actually said that last night watching the news. I was thinking about that when they were talking about the hospital stuff. And that's not like something you can plan out because that was happened 7 months ago if you're doing two months.
Yeah,
things like that can be rough. I still think they're like NASCAR, golf. They should play sooner than later, especially golf, because
golf,
they're getting it's just
fans
the players
out on out there. You're right,
and like, you're away from each other, and there's no close contact. On top of that, it's common sense.
Yeah, the problem is the caddy can have it, and you know what the NCAA Steve, like I brought it up, dude. Like you can't have Dick Vitale sitting courtside doing these games. Like they're all old, these coaches. You know, I'm not even like really like it would have been bad. Like, it would have got bad fat. Look, if Donovan Mitchell could get it, Steve, 24 years old, Dick Vitale could have gotten it. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. Five doesn't have to announce it. You should pull out and not announce. But I know what you're saying.
Well, you tell all old people, stay away. Get on the grid.
Want to be the next Daily Fantasy Millionaire? Dunk on your NBA DFS competition with DailyRoto.com and dominate on FanDuel and DraftKings this season. Compete with the pros with DailyRoto.com, Optimizer, and the most accurate projections in NBA DFS, plus lineup alerts, breaking news, late swap support, and much more. Save 10% on winning NBA DFS advice with promo code DUNK. Visit DailyRoto.com/dunk to learn more.
These days, it's understandable if you feel anxious, stressed, or lonely because of COVID. You're not alone. Worrying about physical separation, your own health, and the health of family and friends can weigh heavily on you. But with the help of CalHOPE, you can get important mental health resources and information to help you find your way in these difficult times. Call 1-833-317-HOPE to talk to someone who can help. That's 1-833-317-4673. Hope will persevere.
Steve Merrill kicking it with us on the final segment of the final podcast of the week. It's been a great week of guests and shows this week. This show included. So, Steve, you know, speaking of March Madness, you know, it's one of these deals. They could have started it. Like, yeah, you could play it. And, you know, the thing is, they never would have been able to finish it. Like, there's no way in hell they would have gotten to April 5th or 6th or something, Steve. Like, it's not happening. Like, if something bad would have happened, they tried to push it through. I do find it interesting, though, that a bunch of coaches actually, and I don't mind this idea. What about having the selection show on Sunday still, Steve?
I mean,
what was
obviously
the
conference tournaments would have changed to the teeny
know,
bit. But no, I think that'd be even worse, though. No, that'd be even worse, because then if you get in as like the last... Here's my analogy, Gabe, because you appreciate
this. I'm just
going
to say, Steve, but I'm just saying, that's they did, like, a bunch of big-time coaches. There was a report last night. Like, I'm talking about the Bill Selves, the Coach K, you know what I mean? The power guys. The power guys, of course, they want to do it. They told college, just, you know, why don't you release the bracket, at least, you know, the bracket that you had. And like you said, you can't do that because it would have changed with the conference champions. They didn't have a final bracket.
Yeah.
What are we going to do? Use Joe Lunardi's bracket? You know what I mean? They did have a bracket, Steve, obviously, set, but you know what I mean. So, and they were like, and we'll play it in May. And I was like, I brought it up on Twitter last night, Steve. I'm like, these players are not pro players, bro. These kids aren't under contract, Steve. You're going to make some kid come back and play? If I was a kid, I'd say, suck it. Like, I'm not playing. I don't care if it's March Madness. I'm not playing for you. For free, I'm going to the NBA right now. Like, you know what I mean? It was just bad logistically. So you're against it. You say scrap it. March Madness is done. That's that. Well, that's it.
Now, I cut you off too early there because I was going to say, I thought you meant just to release the bracket and we move on to the summer. I was like, that's ridiculous. No, I've been a proponent, actually. I've been telling numerous people, I think they should have put this thing on hold and try to play it in June or July. There's nothing going on in July. How great would that have been to have July Madness with just baseball going on?
Well,
but
that's
I understand the logistics of
it, though.
The
coaches said, why can't we just, like, chill out, release the bracket, and maybe we can play in 3 weeks, right? But how about this, Steve? Players now that didn't play, they want their eligibility back.
Yeah, that's what I was going to bring up. I just heard that this afternoon. Yeah, I didn't know about that till a couple hours ago. I just heard that for the first time.
Because of one tournament? I don't know, Steve. Like, I need to think about this. Like,
no, I thought about that already, Gabe, in the back of my mind. I was like, obviously, that's insane because they've played the entire regular season. And all these guys, the majority of these teams, in fact, half the teams were done already. Because, right.
Yeah, and you go to the tournament, you're going to play one game. You're going to get a whole year back?
Right. So there's 353 Division I teams. You know, there was only maybe 30 or 40 that would have played more than one, if any, games the rest of the season. So it's absurd. But then I started thinking about it more. There's not many seniors that play anymore. So if you give the seniors a year of eligibility, it's not going to wreck the whole system. And then here's the reason I'm starting to lean towards the idea, because I heard someone say this afternoon that it's going to affect AAU basketball. Recruiting is put on hold.
Yes,
it is, exactly. Actually, because the scholarships are going to be a mess if you allow guys back. But you also might have trouble filling scholarships this next year. So I'm not so sure it's not a terrible idea. And I'm not so sure this might not happen. And here's what I got to say, Gabe. You know what I was getting at earlier. You know I'm a William & Mary graduate. You know they're one of only four teams from the 1940s from the originals that have never made it. This year's team was really good. They were the number two seed in the Colonial. They lost last weekend in the quarterfinal to the 7 seed who played the night before. And I was saying the other day, I was like, had you told me a week ago that the tournament would be canceled, it would have been a 100% certainty that William & Mary won the Colonial this year.
Oh, yeah.
Finally
yeah,
makes,
course,
the,
yeah.
makes the big dance and then can't go. But here's what's crazy. They're losing everyone this year. They're losing two seniors and a grad student. One of them has NBA potential. This guy, Nathan Knight, he was player of the year. And defensive player of the year. And the new coach was coach of the year. So if seniors are allowed that, they're going to be stacked next year as opposed to being awful and could maybe make the tournament. So I hope it happens. I'm going to start promoting the hell out of it for that reason.
You know, there's all these little intricate stories about that. You know, the kid on St. Mary's, he looks like Steph Curry, Jordan Ford. You know, the kid, he lit it up in a conference tournament. He looks just
chance,
like,
right?
he looks just like Steph Curry. He's got a beard though and stuff. So this kid, I didn't realize this. You know, I know he scored a lot of points. Steve, he was 5 points short of being the all-time leading scorer in conference history. And they were going to the tournament.
So, give us a chance to see him, right?
Yeah, like he even tweeted about it. Someone said, poor Jordan Ford. He was 5 points away from being the leading scorer in West Coast Conference basketball history. And he even did like an emoji, like crying type thing, LOL. And he said, 5 points, man, 5 points. That's all I needed. And then he even said, and I think we were going to go on a deep run. Well, you weren't going to go on a deep run, but you would have scored 5 points.
He only had to play half a game in the tournament to get there, right?
He would have hit a three early in the game. Yeah, he would have, like, it's too bad. And it's one of those deals, too. You know what it reminds me? It's funny you brought William & Mary because I'm an Expos fan, Steve, and same thing. We never won one World Series. And the one freaking year, the 1 year the Expos are literally like 40 games over 500 and killing. You remember that? The Expos That's were right. like killing everyone. Like it was like, holy shit, these guys might be the best team ever type thing. Like it was really, they were on pace to win, Steve, like 122 games type thing. Like
1994.
Yeah. The Braves, remember the Braves were like so good. We were 12 and a half games up on them, Steve, type thing. It was like, it was no debate. It's like, we've got it. Like, you know what I mean? We're good, but it's the same thing, Steve. You talk to people in Montreal now; they say they got screwed for the World Series. They act as if though there was two outs in the World Series and they stopped the game. And they, you know what I mean? It's like, guys, like, yeah, like the Yankees were in the league, and you still have to go to the playoffs. You know what I mean? Like, there's no guarantee you're going to win, right? But no. You speak to any Expo fan, no, they were going to win the World Series. And it'll be the same. It's to William & Mary, you guys lost that crutch to have at least.
Yeah, but at least I feel better about them not winning the Colonial Tournament last weekend, because had they won and then not been able to go when they finally made it, can you imagine? But now it might work out for the best thing ever. The coronavirus might actually get them in the tournament because they have no chance next year. They're losing everyone. But if this senior rule goes through, they're going to be stacked and loaded next year, and they fairly well could win the conference when they didn't win it this year, even though they were one of the top two favorites.
You know, I'll give credit to FanDuel, and oftentimes you and I, you know, we will tell like it is with sports books, you know, they should have paid, they don't pay, they did this, they did that. FanDuel paid people for like they refunded college conference futures, Steve, right? Obviously. So I bet Michigan to win the Big Ten tournament. You get your money back. They refunded people even if the team lost. You know what I mean? Like, so some of the conferences started, you know what I mean? A few games got played, you know what I mean? And, like, let's say you took, Georgetown to win the tournament. Well, Georgetown lost, yet there wasn't a winner of the tournament. So you get your money back. I got to be honest. Like, if I was running the book, I'd be like, no, I don't care. There was no win of the tournament. You picked the wrong team. Your team got eliminated. You didn't win. You weren't going to win. Like, if you have a beef, if your team still was in it, Steve, you know what I mean? Hey, I had Kansas to win a Big 12. I get my money back. If you had a team that already played and got bounced, like, how do you get your money back, Steve? I thought it was pretty nice of them to do that.
Well, I was wondering if you're going to say they paid ACC on Florida State, if they paid out on Florida State winning.
They did.
That's what I've been asking
people. They did.
Yeah, that's what gets tricky. Yeah.
They did.
Because I saw the Westgate, it said refunded all conference tournaments, but I didn't know if that meant they still paid out like on Florida State and stuff.
Yeah, because Florida State were named the winner. I know. And I'll tell you, the FanDuel's pretty cool. Like in Jersey, it's not like Vegas. They actually do deals and they'll pay you for things. They're in competition. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's not like Vegas where that's the number F off. Here, it's like, no, you know. Like, you know what's really cool about FanDuel, Steve? And it's cool for futures? I played the Redskins under win total. I got paid the week it was mathematically impossible for them to get there. Remember in the old days, a lot of places, all games must be played. You have to wait to the end of the year. No, man. I cashed three different tickets, Steve, like in week 10 type thing. 12, they paid me. They were
And what's interesting, Gabe, is if they had done that on, say, some hockey or NBA right now, like the Warriors. I don't know if the Warriors are mathematically under, but they probably are, would be my guess.
They did, yeah.
Vegas is going to refund everything because it has to go 82 games or 80 games at least, usually.
I know. So,
yeah, that's crazy, though, huh?
This is what I want to bring up. How about this for a screw job? The Toronto Raptor win total, 46.5. They're at 46 now.
Yeah.
Steve, they have 18 games left. So, like, you're going to the Raptors needed to go 1-17, right, to get there.
Yeah, but pretend they were 47. They would still refund it, even in Vegas, even if it's already gone over.
Yeah,
they refund everything.
Yeah, but, you know.
That's what's even worse. It's like a rain out in baseball.
Malinsky. Yes, the late, great Dave Malinsky, you and I used to, me and him used to talk about this. And I never understand this. And it's a good thing about, like, online, and they'll pay you. Like, Bet365, like, it's the worst, Steve. An over baseball bet, over 9.5. It's 8-7. It's in the eighth inning. It's 15 runs scored. Wow, the game's rained out now. They don't continue. Final score 8-7. You win. You know, you win the team with 8. You lose. The total gets refunded. Why? It already went over.
Right.
What's there to argue? Like, there's no, like, the game went over the number. I don't care if it stopped. It already went over. A lot of the new places here, they'll pay you like instantly. All right, the game's already over. Dang, your account is credited. Like, I don't understand that stupid rule, Steve. We got a minute on the way out here.
Well, I think some of it's technology. First of all, it's a lot easier to do with the online stuff than it was 20, 30 years ago when you had a physically graded ticket. And the problem is they're not paying the underbettors. So the sportsbook loses and pushes. So they're basically getting sided. So it's a real problem. But it is weird that they pay out the side, though, not the total on those rainout games. But if you think about it, if they pay the over winners and they refund the under losers or the under betters, it's a debacle for them, especially if it's like a series game.
Yeah, and the new books are smart. They know they're going to make money. I'll tell you a quick story in 30 seconds.
It's all PR.
Steve, remember the Seattle New England Super Bowl? I hit I went like 6-0 in props. They kept paying me instantly during the game. So it was like, Brady just went over 23.5 passes. Bing, my account like was refunded like a minute later.
Right.
I took all the money with about 5 minutes left and I put it on Seattle. I was like, there's no way Seattle doesn't win here at the end. I was like, man, am I a genius. I just flipped over the money in game and on the 1 yard line the interception happened. If they would have not paid me, Steve, I would have had an extra $1,800 in my pocket that I didn't throw in at the game. They knew this is better anyway.
I was just gonna say these sports folks, they know what they're doing. That's the bottom line.
Yes, sir. They're like, give him the money, he'll bet it right now. Thanks, Steve.
Thanks, Gabe.
Are you ready for the nation's first and only free 24-hour network dedicated to you, the betting and fantasy sports enthusiast? SportsGrid will provide you with real-time content, statistics, and gaming intelligence unlike anything you've ever seen before. Located both in the heart of New York City and inside the FanDuel Sportsbook at the Meadowlands, SportsGrid is live 18 hours a day, here to serve you, the fanatic. This is SportsGrid. Get on the grid.
These days, it's understandable if you feel anxious, stressed, or lonely because of COVID. You're not alone. Worrying about physical separation, your own health, and the health of family and friends can weigh heavily on you. But with the help of CalHope, you can get important mental health resources and information to help you find your way in these difficult times. Call 1-833-317-HOPE to talk to someone who can help. That's 1-833-317-4673. Hope will persevere. If you're feeling anxious, stressed, or lonely in these difficult COVID times, call CalHope at 1-833-317-HOPE to talk to someone who can help. That's 1-833-317-4673. Hope will persevere.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Recently, our company softball team lost the big game by one run. Then Dale tried to console us with the quote, "Winning isn't everything." Dale's a loser. I play to win, like early payout from Bet365. If my team goes up big, I get paid out instantly, even if they blow the lead later.
Sound familiar, Dale?
Bet365. Winning is everything. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-MY-RESET. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only. Our yoga instructor challenged us to find inner peace. I found it faster than anyone. After 4 seconds, I stood up and screamed,
"I found Nirvana! I win!"
They asked me to leave. I guess they don't respect winning. Bet365 does, though. New customers get $365 in bonus bets just for betting $10. Namaste, losers. Bet365. Winning is everything. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-MY-RESET. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.